Greetings, this is Mr. Fresh with VibesAndScribes.com, home of the Sunday soundtrack. I have the distinct pleasure of interviewing Jeff Lorber, Chuck Loeb, and Everett Harp about their new release, Jazz Funk Soul. This excellent contemporary jazz, smooth jazz release dropped on 24 June of this year, and we're going to talk to the fellas about their creation of the CD, tour dates, and just some general information that they're going to share with us. So without further ado, let's jump right into the interview. We're talking about the release Jazz Funk Soul, dropped on June 24th of this year. I got a chance to take a look at the promo video on YouTube. Real nicely done. And let me start with asking a question. You guys have been, from what I understand, on tour together. At what point did you three decide to get together and say, yeah, let's put out something?
I think we were doing a tour. This is Chuck speaking. I think we were doing a tour, and we were into it probably about a few weeks. And we started talking about, you know, the possibility that we were having so much fun and there was a lot of great music happening on stage. And we started talking about the possibility of making a record, and everybody seemed into it, and it came together really quickly, actually, after that, because we had some more dates coming up. We were kind of saying, well, maybe we could get things done before we go out and start playing again, and lo and behold, you know, nothing like a deadline to get things going.
We're really fortunate that, you know, we had a couple of labels that were interested, and they came to us, you know, one via Chuck, which is Shanaki, which is the one that jumped at it first, and we were very fortunate they did, and it was, I shouldn't say surprising, actually it was surprising that it came off so quickly, but I was really happy that they came along and said, you know, hey, let's do a record on this thing, because we were just initially talking, it's like, man, it'd be cool to record this is a lot of fun. But I don't think any one of us were at that point looking at pounding the pavement to go get a record deal for it. It's just, I think it was very fortuitous it happened at the time and it did.
Cool. That's a kind of a good segue, because Shanachi Entertainment boasts the likes of Jennifer Hudson, Huge Groove, Incognito. As a matter of fact, I think it was the... I can't remember, Jeff. It might have been the Groovin' for Grover tour. You guys did a date in Annapolis. Huge Groove was on the bill with you, as well as Jessie J. And I think she's on Shanachi as well. So I was going to ask you, how the relationship with Shanachi was birthed. But Everett, you pretty much summed that up. So that's a pretty good deal.
Well, Jeff, Chuck and I have both been recording for Shanachi. Have done records for them for quite some time. I think Jeff is the only one that really hasn't done a solo project.
I was brand new to as far as working with them, but I was definitely impressed about the fact that they were ready to go and go fast, whereas other record companies who will remain nameless like to take their time a lot more. You know, they'll let things drag on forever, and I really like the idea of, you know, we just went into the studio. We made this music. We finished it up, and then it's basically out on the street like the next day almost. And that's really kind of a nice feeling.
Well, it's funny
to have things happen that quickly.
Yeah, as Chuck can attest, when you go with Shanachi, and they say they want a record, they're ready to put it out the next day. You just
have
to deliver the material. They've already asked you for the title of the record. They already have the cover done before you started recording music. They already know what they want to use for a cover. So you have to kind of jump in there and slow them down a bit. You know, which you're happy to deal with the exuberance and their ready to go aspect or disposition. So you want to, it's kind of incumbent on the artist to say, okay, whoa, let's make sure now. But, you know, they have a well-oiled machine going there. And they've been doing this for years. So they
want to throw
pick it and run.
I want to throw one thing in there too. That I know that the A&R executive guy over there, was very excited to work with Jeff. He's a big fan of Jeff's, and Everton and I had a relationship already with the company, and of course a good working relationship, and I think they were very, very excited about the prospect of the three of us doing something together, and it really helped to, us to get motivated to get things done. And of course we do have some dates coming up, which we can talk about, that we were anxious to be able to offer the new CD at. So it all came together pretty nicely and pretty quickly.
Great. That's fantastic. Being a, again, being a musician as well, I've done some collaboration with other artists across the country. And from that standpoint, let's quickly talk about what it was like to create the CD in terms of the studio logistics and the recording. You guys want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure.
Jeff?
Well, Everett and I live in L.A., and Chuck lives in New York, and we ended up, well, the first thing that we did besides all of us individually, like working on some demos, and I think we got together, we had a little production meeting. Is everybody there?
Yep, still here.
We were able to get together in person and kind of go over all kinds of demos and music that we had individually that we had sort of prepared, and we kind of, as a group, decided on what songs we wanted to focus on and we wanted to record. And then after that, Everett and I recorded together the drums to a lot of the songs. And we worked together on some songs together. I mean, one thing that was interesting was that we all individually wrote songs, but we also co-wrote things together, too. Like, I wrote some stuff with Chuck, and I wrote some stuff with Everett, and Everett wrote some songs with Chuck. So we did a lot of the recording here at my studio in L.A., and then Chuck did some additional recording with some great New York session musicians in New York on some of the songs that he produced.
And I did some recording, you know, at my place and at my studio in L.A. as well.
Perfect, perfect. I like that. And good segue, Jeff. I noticed some of the other artists on the CD are Jimmy Haslett, which you're currently working with. And I know you've done, Jeff, some work with Lionel Cordu as well as Gary Novak. There's Ray Fuller on guitar, Mark Hollingsworth on flute, and the great Lenny Castro on percussion. So you've got a superstar lineup of artists on the CD, which is great. 10 tracks on the CD, Speed of Light, Swingette, Adrenaline, Silent Partner, Telephone, We Were There, which is a favorite of mine as well, Line Drive, Serious Business, which is the single, DC, and Raccoon. It's a smorgasbord of great tracks, guys. I really like them, and I think they're going to, I definitely think they're going to do well with the collaboration and the influences that you guys bring to the table.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, man.
Yeah, we
feel that way too. We're proud of it, all of us. So, yeah, good stuff.
I think the great thing about it, and you might have gotten some of our quotes in our statement via Manifa, but I think the collection of songs definitely show the difference in playing styles, approach, songwriting styles, and production to a large extent. But also the similarities in our depth of musical creativity, which, you know, for me personally is a high, because it's something I've been looking for as far as collaborations go. For, you know, as far as making a record or doing something along this line for a long time, aside from working with George Duke, this is probably one of the most fulfilling projects I've been involved with.
I love you guys.
As you can hear, my dog is also very excited about this project. Barking in the background. Sorry about that, guys.
That's not a problem. Not a problem whatsoever.
Very much the heart, and to be put in that category with George is really an amazing thing. And, you know, I think there's a lot of mutual respect here. We're also very frank with each other. We have, you know, each recorded and produced our own CDs for many years. So collaborating is not always just, you know, a walk in the park, you know. So you have to bend and mold yourself into other people's ideas and thoughts and take both criticism and suggestions well. And it's been a learning process for me and a great one. And I couldn't have more respect. for two musicians, I can't imagine having more respect than I do for these two guys. And it's been really great. And I think they always say, you know, the proof is in the pudding or something like that, that when you listen to the record, there's a lot of content. There's a lot of really beautiful melodies and great chord changes, nice grooves, and the mixes and the sounds and the playing, and it's a really pleasurable experience, and I look forward to getting out there and playing it live. It's going to be a blast.
I would tend to agree with that. It's funny, Chuck, because you kind of quoted some of the words that I have here in my notes on a number of these cuts. And I think the title Jazz Funk Soul is a good title because it brings together elements from Everett's First Love, for example, elements from Chuck Loeb's Silhouette, and elements from Jeff Lorber Fusion's Hacienda. I mean, that's a perfect melding of styles in this CD, and I think it's going to do really well. Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Doug. That's not only the name of the record, but it's the name of the group as well.
Looking forward to the tour dates, and let me jump to that real quick. I know that we're pressed for time. I think the next time you guys are on the road is the 19th of next month in Florida, the Winter Park Jazz Fest.
Colorado.
Right, and then let me see, heading out to Arkansas in August, and Wisconsin the same month, and then you're going to be at BB King's in September, which is close to me, so hopefully I'll be able to make a road trip up there and check you guys out.
All right.
Sounds good.
Any particular closing items that either of you want to submit for the interview?
I was just going to say one thing in kind of to add to what Chuck was saying. Like, Chuck's played in foreplay, and Jeff Lorber Fusion, it was a band concept, but I wasn't working with other leaders. So this is,
right.
as Chuck was saying, working with other leaders is sort of a unique experience. And so this was my first time doing that. And I actually asked Chuck what it was like working with foreplay, because I thought maybe that would give us some ideas of what works and what was a good way to go about it. But anyway, I found it to be really fun and really exciting, and there was a lot of inspiration, a lot of ideas flying around, and you can hear it. You can hear the fun that we were having making the music when you play the music.
Oh, absolutely! I definitely hear each musician's influence. Jeff, I know your chord progressions and your layerings any place I hear them, and no, it's true. I mean, because I've been listening to you for so long, there's been the whole thing from Soft Space all the way through, the R&B time with the System and Karen White, and Everett. I've been listening to you for a while, and Chuck, you've been at the forefront for a very long time, and your resume, all three of you guys' resumes are expansive. So I hear everything coming in on this release, and it's great. I really enjoy it.
Well, thanks a lot, Doug.
Great questions.
Not a problem.
If you have our email addresses, if you have any other questions we weren't able to get to because of time, feel free to email us, and email each of us. I'm sure we'll get back to you.
I appreciate that. I'll connect via Monifa and get that information. And it was a pleasure talking with you guys. I definitely appreciate your time.
All right. We look forward to seeing you out there.
All right, you guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Great interview with the members of Jazz Funk Soul, Jeff Lorber, Everett Harp, and Chuck Loeb. Definitely a pleasure. I enjoyed that. I hope that you did as well. I want to give a special shout out to Donna Mercer of elementsofjazz.com. Donna, thank you for allowing me to do the interview. And I hope that we'll be able to bring you more interviews in the future. Thanks a lot for listening. Take care and have a great day.